Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Isn't it great? This is Bonnie Colleen, and yes, we are now being streamed live on KEST, that's KESTradio.com. So if you know somebody who's moved away from our listening area, you've got relatives outside of the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, and maybe they're even outside of the country, they can listen to us now live on KESTradio.com. And if they can't listen during our broadcast hours, hey, no problem. We keep our programming on the listen section of seeingbeyond.com for 90 days. And all of our guest information stays on our site for 1 year. So we offer you great information and many, many days, a lot of inspiration too. And by the way, keep those emails coming. I answer every email I get, and we've made it so easy for you now. All you have to do is go to our website, seeingbeyond.com. Up in the right-hand corner, it says Email Bonnie, and the instructions are very clear. I answer every email I receive. Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say for our Skywatch today, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Tuesday, August 3rd. Full stop. Drive defensively and stick with a tried and true on Tuesday. A flamethrower T-square sets up in the heavens today as Mars pulls into an exact opposition to excessive Jupiter and then squares manipulative and demanding Pluto at 10 p.m. Accidents, anger, road rage, fights on the school playground, all are more likely today with Mars squares. This is not a good day to gamble, interview for a new job, or to schedule cosmetic surgery. Mars rules the head and your muscles. He also rules cops, the military, guns, and fools who rush in. Hold off on decisions, purchases, and anything major today. Pay extra attention to the kids and critters, as small problems can get out of hand with Pluto on stage. Keep it safe, simple, Tuesday night. Let times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Joanne Roane-Cook. She's been a friend to so many of you Seeing Beyond listeners over the 20 years that she's been on the air with us. She is the director of Holistic Health in Colorado, and she is also a medical nutritionist and medical intuitive. She offers free nutritional counseling to help people just like us regain our health, lose weight, beat addictions, and improve attitudes, just to name a few benefits. And if you'd like to reach Joanne Roane-Cook, she's got a free number. It's toll-free to you, 1-800-957-4852, 800-957-4852. Joanne, welcome back to Seeing Beyond.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here with us. And you and I talked on the phone yesterday and said, well, we really feel that there's so much stress going around. We'd like to talk about stress today. Open up the phone lines, invite you, Seeing Beyond listeners, to call in about your stressors and have Joanne help you with them, whether it's a physical stressor like being 30 pounds overweight or just having gotten a diagnosis, or whether it's an emotional problem like having a relationship issue, or whether it's a real physical problem in the outside world like worrying about keeping your job or getting a job. So we're going to be available for taking your calls in a bit and talking with you. Joanne, I think it's kind of ironic that here you and I were yesterday talking about the fact that, boy, so many folks, and you talk to so many of them every week, so many folks are stressed out. And then we listen to Lance Ferguson's Skywatch, and he says we've got this grand T-square, which, of course, he's been saying for a long time. People, when August gets here, batten up the hatches. So I know that you are definitely a metaphysician. You've got a real spiritual bent. You know a lot about astrology, although you're not an astrologer. Why don't we first of all start talking about that? What in the world is going up on up there that's affecting us down here?
I know, and up there always does have an effect on us down here. It doesn't control us, but it does affect us. And so we need to realize what the effect might be. It's like a day when it's rainy out or the wind's blowing or whatever else. Those are things that have an effect. Do they have a control over things? No, but they do have an effect. The thing is that we need to realize, whether it's up there or in here is where you live 24/7. And so the real stress that I want to talk about is what's inside. But as far as the planetary lineup and what's going on right now with it, it obviously has an effect on everything that has an electromagnetic field, and the Earth does, we do, personally. So, obviously, when you put two magnets together, the pull of something or it pushes away from something has an effect on us. So right now we're feeling something drawing to us, and all the negativity, the things that we need, and we can look at it in a negative way, but I also look at it in a positive way. We draw everything to us that we need to address, deal with, haven't dealt with yet, are procrastinating about in one way or another usually. And otherwise, it's a fairly easy time. So things go well if you have some consideration for what's going on. And the thing is, if you're moving, that's the big criteria right now. Movement is the key to the whole next 2 or 3 years, I think. And moving not only on the outside, but moving inside.
So I don't think you mean hiring an Allied Vans truck.
No.
And moving from California to, say, Idaho. What I think you're talking about is a movement that may be synonymous with growth.
Exactly. We need to be moving in a direction that we know would oftentimes create a rapid change for us, but the thing is that we're either not ready for the change, don't know how we're going to deal with it if the change occurs, or don't like the answer that the change is going to bring about, because there's something to address in that of our fear of something that's in there. And just like Lance was saying, you know, it rules the head. And so a lot of the things that you've been thinking are probably things that are giving you a reason or an excuse to procrastinate on something that you know that you should be doing instead. So thinking comes from the head, I think, and knowing comes from the heart, as I see it. And when your heart knows that you need to be doing something different and you're not, and the head's got you stuck with reasoning about why you're not doing it, you think you can justify the cost of time and what you're doing dabbling around here, but it's going to push you really quick. And it's also blowing small things up into large proportion, making a mountain out of a molehill type of thing. And a lot of times we do, the more that we roll it around on our head, it's like a snowball. It just gets larger and larger and accumulates more and more thinking and experiences of the past and everything else. And we roll it all into a big ball, and then we don't want to deal with it because our fear is just overwhelming us. But our head is the thing that's been doing this. I see a lot of people who are just really moving around in their heads, thinking what they should be doing instead of knowing what they should be doing, and getting that thought pattern that's procrastinating out of the way. And one of the biggest stresses for us not moving on things, I find, has to do with chemistry, believe it or not, because the less energy you have, the less you feel up to something. The more negative your energy, the more chemistry-wise, the more negative your thought pattern, and the more negative the result of everything else. We are an electromagnetic field. We draw to us that we are. And there's only two ways I see that we ever draw to ourselves. One is drawing out of love or drawing out of fear. And you can't draw out of both at the same time. And I hear people who think that they're doing that. They give you what they would love to have happen. And then they have a but right there in the middle of it, and they're going, but I can't do it because, and then they have a lot of excuses and reasons why they're still procrastinating and putting it off. So we need to get moving with things, and the alignment really gives us a kickstart right now to get off of our bottoms and get moving on some things. And two of the things that we're working on inside are the chemistry and the mental-emotional makeup of our beings right now. And the chemistry a lot of times is off because we're stressed, quote. Usually if you cite something about stress, everybody shakes their head because, first of all, stress is usually something that I identify with outside themselves, and therefore they're not in control of it. Nobody ever is. We create things, but we're not in control of it. We're in control of our response to it, but we can't control it. And so if you find something that's bigger than you that you can do nothing about, then you don't have to do anything about it. That becomes your logic and reasoning. And I did that for many years, and I'm sure other people do the same thing. And then one day, all reasoning goes out the window, and love enters your world. And in that, there's an anticipation and an excitement that is unequaled by anything you've probably ever experienced in your life. And every day is exciting to get up to and see what that day brings. And otherwise, you get up to the day and you're going, oh, no, and another day. And what is the other day and another day about? It's about the day before and the week before and the years before. And we're just layering and piling this all on. And we're carrying far too big a load.
Oh, yeah, we certainly are, Joanne. And I loved your analogy of the fact that the astrology up there is, well, it impels, it doesn't compel. It's much like the weather outside. So, for example, if it's windy and raining, as my mother would have said, cats and dogs, you want to be extra careful when you get in your car. You want to take time. You want to keep more room between you and the car in front of you, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we've got a big T-square. And it's not just going to be for a day. It's going to be for a fairly long period of time. It involves Mars, which is the planet of war. It's also the planet of go. It gives us our energy. So we have a lot of ways, speaking of go, that we could go, that we can choose to go with this huge T-square involving Mars. What do you see that is particularly significant about this this one event?
I'm finding it affects anything physical. That's your physical chemistry makeup, and as Lance mentioned, especially rules muscles and has an effect on those as well. And we are comprised of that, and the head, and so the chemistry of everything has an effect. But it also rules finances. It rules relationships. And a number of different things, because as we're in a physical dynamic with some sort of a setup in our world, it's really making us aware of something that I either need to move on something and change it and act on something that we haven't acted on before, or I'm in a right path, things are going okay, they're moving along well, because like I said, Mars really propels us. Along whatever direction you're aimed is the direction you're going in, so make sure you like the direction you're aiming at. And a lot of times when people think about dreams, they think about the outer world as they identify dreams. I identify dreams with the inside world, dreaming of having patience, persistence, self-esteem, good self-esteem, having a passion for something, knowing a purpose of something, and not the purpose out there, but what is the purpose of your being in the world. And people are having a lot of identity crises right now. We talk about identity theft, but sometimes we're the biggest thief of all. We're stealing our own identity and truly who we are. And if we lived up to who we are, our life would be so different in its makeup. But the thing is that we're afraid oftentimes to make some changes. So once I accepted some of those challenges, and I know, Bonnie, for you, it was the same. Once we made those kinds of changes and got rerouted, in a sense, it was like a new train track that we were on, and it's like, wow, it just took you right along. So you just got to get on track with whatever that is. But oftentimes we're tracking in our heads instead of tracking from our heart, and love being our motive. And I often tell people, if you had all the money and time in the world and those two rulers of negativity were not in your way, as you use them sometimes in a negative way, and they don't have to be negative, but if you use those two and they were out of the way, what would you be doing and how would you love to live your life? And a lot of times people give you the ideas, but they don't realize that they're already possible right now, that money and time isn't the ruler. You are the director of what time, what happens with time and space and what's in it. We're the creators.
We are, Joanne, and I want to put out the fact that Joanne Roan Cook is available for talking with you both on the air and off of the air. You know, we're talking today about stress. We're talking about procrastination. We're talking about life purpose. When we are on our life's path, doesn't mean everything is going to be completely simple. There are going to be some challenges. I've certainly had challenges in my life, even when I found my life purpose. But they're able to be overcome. They are not so major that they stop us dead in our tracks. And so we're here today to take your phone calls on the air. If you'd like to talk about some stresses in your life, let Joanne Roan Cook help you. She is highly intuitive and, in fact, a medical intuitive. She's also a personal lifestyle coach. She is able, just by listening to your voice, she's able to tap into something very deep that's going on with you, with your life, maybe even with your family, with your friends, and give you some suggestions around that. So sometimes the deeper we get, the harder it is to jump up and see out. Let Joanne Roan Cook help you to do that. Give us a call at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. And Joanne Roan Cook is available right after the program to take your calls in her office in Colorado. She's there Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4:30. Her number, 1-800-957-4852, 1-800-957-4852. She's got a great book called Choices, and notice that word, Choices for Health and Happiness. It is accompanied by a 90-minute DVD by the same name. She asks that even though she gives free consultations to people over the phone and does it on an ongoing basis, that you peruse the book and view the DVD so that she doesn't have to go over the basics with every single person who calls her. And all that, the book and the DVD, both called Choices for Health and Happiness, only $27.95. And that includes all the shipping and handling. So call that same number. It's not available in bookstores to order that. 1-800-957-4852, 800-957-4852. Speaking of procrastination, this is the time to get over that. In fact, we're going to be coming back and talking about procrastination. And if you're calling in, taking your calls at 415-543-8255. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are seeing beyond.
You're invited to listen to Seeing Beyond this Wednesday when Robert Watson from Psychic Works will be here 8 to 9 a.m. Robert will be bringing you a meditation, discussing an interesting topic, and the last half hour he will share live on air psychic readings and energy healing. So don't miss it. Robert Watson this Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. right here on Seeing Beyond.
This is a big week at East West Bookstore. Be sure to check out all the programs at eastwest.com. But the two real highlights will be a hands-on introduction to the power of energy medicine with the one and only Donna Eden. This event will be held at Unity Church of Palo Alto on Thursday evening. Then on Friday and Saturday, join world-renowned psychic Dougal Fraser and learn how to develop your own psychic abilities. Check out eastwest.com for the complete summer calendar.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, master life coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bonnie Colleen. I've been talking with you on the airwaves for, well, next February, 22 years. Joanne Roan Cook has been a guest on this program for about 20 of those years. She's been doing her work for about 30 of those years. We're two ladies who love to talk with people, help people, and give you ideas not only that are new and current out there, but also ideas that we've had for a long time as we've lived our lives. And if you'd like to call in and talk with Joanne Roan Cook, we will interrupt our conversation and take your calls because I know that there is, we're talking about stress today, a lot of stress out there. Let Joanne Roan Cook help you with that. 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. Well, Joanne, I was just recently reading a book that was co-authored by Dr. Oz. Of course, he's the doctor that Oprah has made so famous. It's a book that's, I don't know, it's about 10 years old, I'd say. It's called You, the Owner's Manual, An Insider's Guide to Body, the Body That Will Make You Healthier and Younger. And when I found out that you and I were going to talk about stress, I decided to go to the index and look up what Dr. Oz had to say about stress. And I'm kind of laughing inside. By the way, he thinks laughter and meditation are two big stress busters. I love laughing, and so do you, and it is a great stress buster. But I was kind of laughing inside when I heard you talk about procrastination. So I'm going to read this short paragraph, and then I want to talk with you a little bit about procrastination because it can be, according to Dr. Oz, a major stressor in our life. So he kind of defines stresses here. He says, what we usually think of as stress, the daily hassles like deadlines and getting the kids out the door, do not age our brain. He's talking about the fact that stress ages us. It's the major stresses and the nagging little stresses that age us. For years, researchers believed that having a type A, high-wired personality resulted in stress-induced illness. But your brain doesn't age from the stresses you bring onto yourself, like working hard and trying to achieve your goals. And your brain doesn't age from the one-time intermediate stressors like the flat tire on your bike or the fender bender in the parking lot. These important but manageable events do not cause us to age because they are problems we can solve. Instead, illness comes mainly from events that constantly stress you, even if they're minor to other people, and do so for a prolonged period of time. One category of these stressors is nagging unfinished tasks. He calls them nuts. For example, the nagging stress of sitting on a wobbly toilet seat and never fixing it will age you if it's one of those things that just gnaws at you every time you use it. A kind of funny example. He does use humor in the book because he thinks laughing is so good for our health. But really and truly, Joanne, isn't that true? When we've got an unfinished task or something that just keeps bugging us, that can not only stress us but age us. Speak to that.
I believe that that's very true. I also see procrastination as being a perfectionist. Either you think you can't do it perfectly enough. In my book, I talk about the 3P club that many people belong to, a perfectionist, people-pleasing performer who is trying to get it right in one way or another. So your image of trying to keep something up, either to yourself or even to others, is one of those things that's exhausting. First of all, and the other thing is that procrastination often is that we already have the answer. We just don't like the answer we've gotten. We're waiting over time. We are. We're waiting over a period of time to get the right answer because we want the answer we want, not the answer that's already come that is the truth in the first place. And oftentimes people put off for 5-7 years, sometimes the period of time that they just keep dallying around, and they know what they need to do, whether it's a weight issue, if it's something to do with your health, if it's something to do with finances, if it's something about a job-related situation, something to do with relationships in one way or another, or whatever it might be. But a lot of times we've already got the answer. We just don't see how we can implement the answer that won't create a wave out there somewhere. Number one, what will people think? Number two, maybe I don't know enough to do this in the first place. The third thing is that oftentimes if I get this ball rolling, I may get overwhelmed with it, so don't even roll the ball at all. And the fourth is, what if I get out of control in this whole thing? You already are out of control of the whole thing to begin with. The thing is that if you take one step at a time and start implementing some things, and I often have shown people how they can do this a bite at a time. They'll eat a whole elephant, but you could choke to death if you tried to swallow it all in one lump. So by breaking down some ideas and looking at them in a step-by-step way, we can obviously help ourselves to get somewhere quicker. The other thing that we often do is that when we look at something in its total summation and we look at the outcome totally as it is, it's overwhelming to us, so we never start the first step. And all we've got to do is just make one step at a time, and the next step shows up, and then five steps are realized. And soon we have walked miles and not even realized how far we've walked, and we're not exhausted doing it. We're relieved because I think the procrastination just keeps building on the inside, and it stresses you more than anything else just to do something about something, even if it isn't going to have the outcome you hope, is more of a relief to you than to do nothing about it and just keep stewing over it.
Right. And, you know, Joanne, so many times we think, well, you know, it's not my job to do this. It's his job or her job or somebody's job to do it, and we wait for the other person to do it. I've got kind of a humorous story about that in my own life. Years and years ago when I was married, I felt like, I mean, this is really telling a little bit about how Bonnie's changed. I was raised in a very traditional family where the woman had roles and the father had roles, and so I kind of adopted that when I got married at a very young age. And the role that I thought the husband had was not only to bring home the bacon, and then I would fry it up in the pan, but that he was supposed to have control over the finances. Well, I had a man in my life, my husband, whom I was married for almost 25 years, who had a completely and still has a completely different outlook on how to manage money than I do. His idea of money is making tons and tons and tons of it and spending even more. That is exactly the opposite of my financial philosophy. So years and years ago, I was stressing out to the point of neurosis, I would say, over the fact that he would not know how much money we had in the bank. He wouldn't balance the checkbook. He just didn't care about that. He just cared about making more and more and more and always having enough somehow or other to spend it and pay the bills, even if we had to use credit cards. So I was complaining. You could use a more strident word than that if you want to. To one of my very best friends who happened to be a banker. She was a bank auditor. She was my best friend at the time, and I was complaining to her. And I said, he makes me so mad, no matter what I say, no matter how often I bring it up, no matter how much I nag at him, he will not balance the checkbooks. He just doesn't value it. And she goes, why don't you do it? And I go, well, I don't know how to do that. And she goes, Bonnie, it's so simple. I could teach you how to balance a checkbook in 5 minutes. And I go, seriously? And she goes, next time you get a bank statement, bring it over in 5 minutes. I mean, my God, I graduated from college. She goes, in 5 minutes, I'll teach you how to do this. To this day, Joanne, I balance my checkbook to the penny every single month, and I do it not so much because I think it's that important anymore, because I think that the banks are pretty accurate. But honestly, I do it because it makes me feel powerful.
It does. It does self-empower you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right?
And the
got to bring humor into it. It's kind of a funny story. But I think we get stuck by saying it's his job, her job, their job. Hey, just learn how to do it and do it yourself if they don't want to do it.
That's very true. A lot of times the wars and the energy you spend and the stress you create is over an issue between two individuals that one won't give in a direction another does. And I have I was laughing at what you were saying with some things, because I can remember a client that she and her husband, he was a minister and retired, and she was still running a health food store, and she said, you know, since he's retired, he sits home. He won't do the vacuuming. I mean, he could help out with some things around the house now that he's not doing anything else. And I said, you know, if you lived alone, who'd be doing all that stuff? Mm-hmm. And she said, well, I would. I said, well, then go home and do it and get rid of the war, because it isn't worth the issue that you have, because, number one, they're not going to give. And the thing is that sometimes we just hang on to an issue because it keeps us stalled and stuck, and we don't have to deal with the situation. Otherwise, deal with it, and it resolves itself, believe it or not, one way or another. And people look at it like it's sides, and they've got to win, and it's all a competition. And the thing is, it's all about life. And once you learn how to live it in a less warring way, and you become a more peaceful, peacemaking individual, it's not that you're giving in to the other person. It's that you're surrendering to your own need to control something truly. And I did a similar thing, and I was married for like 25 years, too. With finances, when we looked at things, though, it was like mixing oil and water, because he was looking at the glass half empty, I was looking at a glass half full, and I wanted to fill the glass up more. So I would always say to him, so what do we need to do to make this possible, if it was something that we were looking at but couldn't afford or didn't have at the time in one way or another or could do? And he would look at it and say, look, this is the limits and this is the box, and we must live in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got out of the box. I'm still great friends with him. This is another 27 years down the road, and the thing is that I'm still seeing him in a boxed environment. And I have wings, and I'm an eagle, and I soar, and I fly. And the thing is that the only thing that allows you to do that is your belief in yourself and not having to push another person to get there. The thing is, you can get there on your own. We use others, but get those that want to fly with you to join you in one way or another. And it doesn't mean you have to marry them or anything like that. I'm not implying that. But there are others, and a lot of times we just keep knocking on the one door, mm-hmm. and we think that one door has the answer to it, and if it doesn't answer up, we keep knocking. And the thing is that we need to find another door, find another route, have another attitude about something.
Well, Joanne and I are going to be coming back and talking about how she has helped so many Seeing Beyond listeners and others to, as my mother would say, get over it, whatever it is. My mother used to say, just get over it. And, you know, that can sound hard to do, but honestly, when you start looking at things in perspective, it can make you happier and hence healthier. So we're going to be talking about how Joanne Roan Cook has helped so many Seeing Beyond listeners and others, what she does when you call her, and how she can help you to get on the path that is meant for you. Because as Richard Bach said, if you're wondering if your mission in life is over and you're still here, it isn't. So you might as well make the most of it. The fact that you're here is a miracle. The fact that you're here is important. Joanne's number, she's available right after the program, 1-800-957-4852, 800-957-4852. If something Joanne and I have said has inspired you or brought up some questions with you, give us a call. We're able to talk with you right here on the airwaves, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. We've got more. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond. Lisa Barnett, the Akashic Record Expert, is offering listeners of Seeing Beyond amazing specially discounted rates on her private consultations and weekend workshops. Lisa helps clients to clear blocks so they are able to move forward on their soul's chosen path. She can also help you create more abundance in your life or look at relationship issues as they relate to past or present lives. With the divine guidance of the masters of the Akashic field, it's easy to find the hidden beliefs and fears that hold us back. Call 415-492-0262 now. That's 415-942-0262 now to receive $40 off a private consultation or $55 off a weekend workshop. 415-492-0260 or visit our website at akashicknowing.com.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Here with personal lifestyle coach and medical intuitive Joanne Roan Cook. Again, her number 1-800-957-4852. Joanne, it's so great to have you here with us. You've been on the air with us for over 20 years now. You've been talking to lots of Seeing Beyond listeners who call your 800-957-4852 number. Tell me, are they more stressed now than they were 20 years ago? Have things changed for folks out there dramatically enough for you to do it?
Oh, I think they have changed drastically, and we're an accelerated rate of time and situations. And so the intensity, I think, of everything is increased as much as anything. And we're feeling like we're running out of time or there's no time at all. We feel like that we're just caught in a swirl of things, and a lot of people say, you know, I just don't even want to think about that right now because I've got too many things to think about, which tells you how much they're living in their head, because otherwise you are knowing and doing and not thinking so much about what you are doing. The thought process oftentimes gets us back to justifying why we're stalled and we're stuck, and so once you know and do, it's so much speedier than thinking, knowing, and doing, because the thinking makes you think more, and you just get stuck. It's like a record stuck in a groove, and you can't hear the rest of the song. You can't play any further in life, and you're stuck in a groove that you don't like. The other thing that is occurring right now is the intensity of everything. I don't care whether it's health issues. They're intensely there in your face. They're there quickly. Things are very rapid in their progression as we move through things. We either have a sense of knowing that our body's being dealt with in a right way. We're using things that we know are healthy for it, and we're doing the right things, or we're not. And so just as much as finances let you know how things are being managed, so does your health let you know how things are being managed. And the book Choices for Health and Happiness really does talk about the whole dynamics of life and the parameters around our living in this world. It covers the nutritional part of things, and it also talks about the body, mind, and spirit, what we eat, how the food-mood connection are all a part of this whole thing. And the greatest stress of all is to have the body out of balance chemistry-wise. You put the body in balance, and to me, it's like one of these toys that children sometimes play with that have a weight in the bottom that no matter what they do and they knock it over, it comes right back up. This is when we have balance, when we have the weight of our balance, chemistry-wise, in a place where it belongs. We're going to find that the stress is gone on the inside 24/7, and the world outside is easily resolved. Not always, not without difficulty or working through something, because obviously I think a challenge is really a great learning curve. I think you probably learn more in a challenge than you do in any other thing that goes right. actually. So the things that seem to be uphill, a bit of a swim, if you are working on something, really are the challenging things that you gain a lot of wisdom from if you use it that way. And otherwise, it's using you, and you think less of yourself when you're done with it, and your self-esteem just went down the tube. So you want something that is a challenge. Obviously, you get bored with the rut, and many people are just stuck with things. I find that people neglect their health because they're busy worrying about everything else. They're working on everything outside themselves. But I'll tell you what, at a point when I lost my health, it didn't matter what else I could or couldn't do, because I couldn't do a thing without me being there in a good state of being. And so once I got my body there, and this has been 40 years this month that I've made changes in what I'm nutritionally doing and the way that I'm eating, and I continue that way and have for the last 40 years. I've never had a cold, a flu. I've never been sick. I'm 70 and will be 71 in February. It's not the age you are. It's the setup you're in that gets old. And so what gets old is stress. And people think stress wears them out only because you don't move on something you know is what's wearing you out and grinding you down. And I found that once I began to make changes, it took me. I didn't have to do it. It started working for me. I didn't have to keep working for it anymore. So if you find that you're working for something, you're probably struggling against one of your fears. I'd be willing to bet anyone and challenge anyone that there isn't a fear that you're pushing along ahead of you that's creating that kind of a challenge. And otherwise, the love of it just makes it so lighthearted, so easy, and such a great feeling of not only adventure, but a great feeling of admiration for not only yourself, but admiring others who are in their struggles as well. And not pushing them along the way. I find that a lot of people want to fix everybody else but not themselves. Right now they're the fixers for the world, and they're trying to get everybody else in line and not realizing where they're at. And the thing is, if you're not there, they're not going to get there either, because you can't get them beyond yourself. So you've got to keep moving as well as everyone else needs to keep moving. But we all move at different paces. So just because somebody doesn't move as fast or in the same way that we do doesn't mean that it's right or wrong. And we need to drop our judgments of things, but we really need to have discernment for things. It either does or doesn't work well for me. And how it works for the other person can be my observation.
Joanne, what happens when people pick up the phone and call you at 1-800-957-4852? You'll be available right after the program. You're there 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 4:30 p.m. our time. What happens when they call 1-800-957-4852?
Well, number one, it's the only way they can order the book and free DVD. It's the only way they can schedule a free evaluation. I ask that they look at the DVD information and, like you said, cruise through the book at least to get some ideas, because it's going to lay some groundwork from which we're going to come from in the first place. It'll speed up our time so I can individually work with somebody. I often help people to identify what their stressors really are. Obviously, a lot of times we know where they're at, but we don't know the cause underneath it. If we got to the cause of it, it would get resolved really quick. A lot of times we look at things and we go, I'm just angry, I'm sad, I'm depressed, whatever. Those are the result of a feeling. Get to the feeling and you can change things once you realize what the feeling is. And in my book, I outline four things. And so the book is easy to read, easy to apply the information. And in the evaluation that we're doing, which maybe takes 20, 30 minutes and I can work by phone, I can help you identify not only nutritional changes that might be beneficial, but also things that we can do on an emotional level. I do emotional release work by phone that can untag you. It's like a program on a computer. All you got to do is push delete, and it's gone. So there's some techniques that you can use, even long range, have a long term effect permanently for the rest of your life. We are programmed with so many different things, and we're programmed into our eating and thinking, and our chemistry dictates a lot of times the setup we're in. I talk about the chemistry of everything and what's going on with it. Once they see the DVD, oftentimes their comment when they're coming back for their evaluation is, number one, I had no idea that this is the cause for some things that I was doing. I had no idea that this is how my body worked. Obviously, a lot of times I find that people have a better understanding of their car and what the needs of their automobile are than they do their own bodies or what their pet needs rather than themselves sometimes and their own needs. And we always leave ourselves last to get us. The thing is, I think we need to come first just in the fact that we're going to be more effective when we are really there and when we really have good energy. I sleep 4 hours or less. I've been doing this for, like I said, 40 years. It isn't the age you are. It's the exhaustion that your body's in because of the chemistry makeup. I'd lost my mind. I used to tell my 5 kids I hadn't said something. They reminded me, all 5 of them, that I had said such a thing. So my mind had got up and went. My energy was gone. I wore glasses, had graying hair. I don't need glasses. Haven't worn glasses since probably maybe 6 months to a year or somewhere in that period of time. My glasses dropped off, and I haven't needed them since, just by making some changes. The gray hair returned to its natural color. My teeth became pretty and white. I see so many people bleaching their teeth today, trying to whiten them. And the reason that they're lacking color, I believe, is the lack of minerals. And when we put the minerals back, we bring the color back. The color back to your hair, color back to your teeth. And otherwise, we're just trying to bleach one thing, dye another, and trying to make up for what we're not doing on the inside. And I think everything is an inside job. In my book, many times repeatedly, I say, if you don't go within, you go without. And many people are doing without simply because they're not within the understanding of some things. So the DVD really clears up some things, and it's done in easy-to-understand language. It's more like bear stories. Somebody said to me, do you realize you talk in parables? It's an analogy to something in your life that you can already relate to, and you go, huh, never knew that before. Never had an idea that this is how that worked. Amazing. Well, I could do this. So it really helps you to brainstorm some things and to have a greater understanding of things. And the first 2 callers this morning who do call to order a book and DVD are going to receive them free.
Wow. What a gift. Thank you so much. You've done that once, I think twice before, and it's such a generous gift. Well, that's a $27.95 offering. The book and the DVD, same name, only place to get it is at 800-957-4852. If you're one of the first 2 people to call that number, 800-957-4852, you're going to get both the book and the DVD, Choices for Health and Happiness. And as Joanne Roncook said, you know, it is important that you at least look at the DVD because then it gives her time to look at you individually when you call her. In other words, there's some foundational information in the DVD and the book. Once you get that, once you understand it, doesn't mean you're even living it yet. It just means you have an idea of it, an understanding of it, even a cursory understanding of it. Then she can go on to finding out what exactly is going on with you. And I can tell you, she not only looks at you as individuals, knowing that you are, you know, unique as your fingerprints, but she also has her coaching on an ongoing basis. And I think this is so important because as we, what I would say, up the ante in our lives, as we perhaps lose that 30 pounds, well, then we're going to be ready perhaps to take on a relationship or to take on a new job opportunity or to move or do all kinds of things that may have a newness to us. And that may feel exciting and it may feel challenging. And Joanne Roncook will be available to talk to you about that next step in your life. So I like the fact that she does free counseling, giving back in the area of her life where God gave her the miracle. She promised she would do that for as long as she stays healthy. She's there for you. So call her, 1-800-957-4852, 1-800-957-4852. Another service that Joanne Roncook offers to Seeing Beyond listeners and others is handwriting analysis. And she can tell so much about you and your health, your spiritual, your emotional, your physical health, simply by looking at your handwriting. We'll come back and talk more about that as we continue to see beyond. I'm Bonnie Cullen. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? You don't have to live that way. Call Lancer Chiropractic and not only get reduction of symptoms, but increase your energy, vitality, and fitness. Do it now and help your community at the same time. Receive initial consult, exam, x-rays for $75 and 5 cans of food donated to Second Harvest Bank. And this is good through July 30th. So call Lancer Chiropractic in Sunnyvale at 408-245-5454 today to make your appointment. That's 408-245-5454. You can also visit them at LancerChiropractic.com.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shah, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Turn your dreams into reality. Blast Off, author Allison Maslan, Master Life Coach, outlines simple tips to motivate dreaming into doing. Blast Off, now available on myblastoff.com. Allison utilizes her years of experience in building thriving businesses as well as healing, counseling, and motivating. Blast Off is the number one bestseller at myblastoff.com. Allison also conducts personal coaching for professional prosperity and for living a life of love, happiness, success, and fulfillment. Details at myblastoff.com. Buy the book Blast Off and start living your dreams today. www.myblastoff.com.
Find out more about our guest, Joanne Roan Cook, at her website, and that is the her name. It's www.joannroancook.com, JoannroanCook.com. Well, I'm going to defer to our caller. This is Ruth calling in from Daly City. Your calls are the most important aspect of our programming, Seeing Beyond. Hi, Ruth. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I've been listening to you for at least 15 years, Bonnie, and I've also been listening to Joanne Roan Cook, and I've gotten her book, but I got it before the DVD came out with it. So I wonder if I couldn't get that, but that's not the purpose of my call.
Well, Joanne, I bet you'd be willing to have our guest, Ruth, call your 800-957-4852, and she'll send you out that DVD free of charge. I knew she would say yes to that. Okay, Ruth, we don't have much time in this segment because I kind of went over the last segment. So what is your question for Joanne so we can get right to the point of helping you, my dear?
Well, she's already helped, and you have too, Bonnie, for years and years and years, and I'm really at a good place, except...
Thank you.
Except, and it's related to my children, I'm concerned my youngest daughter isn't fulfilled, isn't happy, and pretty miserable, actually. And even though she puts on a strong front, I wonder, I know that my position is to let go and let happen what's, there's nothing I can do, in other words, but... I'd like Joanne to just tell me something, give me some thing to remove some of the stressors.
I got some ideas. First
how
of
old
all,
is your, first, Ruth, how old is your daughter?
She's 40, excuse me.
Okay, so she's definitely an adult. What do you have to say, Joanne?
My youngest is 40, my oldest is 50, so, and I've got five of them there, so know what you're talking about. The day I learned that there aren't dials on the front of them and I can't dial up happiness or misery for them or anything else, I'm not in control of their lives. But the thing is that I can have an effect on their lives. First thing that you can give your children is the joy in your own life and a sense of purpose and direction for yourself. The thing is, they can't see it, they can't be it. They need a model, and you're a role model, believe it or not. And it's not by your words that things will change, but it's by the ways that you live with joy. The thing is, though, if you're around her and you're sensing her unhappiness in whatever way, there are two of you stewing in the same brew.
That's right.
So the thing is that not becoming a part of that, and it's not that you have to be out of character with her at all, but to be a candle to somebody who doesn't have a light yet is really important, so you stay aglow in this whole thing, if that makes any sense. At all. The thing is that the minute that you start troubleshooting their life, trying to tell them how to do it and everything else, you've disabled them and you are making them believe in one way or another that they can't make it without somebody else's advice or someone else to help them out in one way or another. So the thing is to be able to step back and do this. I took three children into my home who were similar situations like this and made a difference in their lives just simply by changing the way that you deal with them. And the thing is that you, in one way or another, feel like you need to make up something to her. And the other thing is not to feel guilty about what you have and she doesn't have. First important thing that I ever learned out of it, and it took a son-in-law to teach me that one day when he looked in the rearview mirror and he was driving a new car that I just got that day. And he was driving, and I was sitting in the back seat, and he was having such a thrill over this whole thing. And he looked at me in the rearview mirror, and he goes, "Mom, aren't you happy about this car?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, tell your face to know it and notify us." And the thing is, I could feel the joy on the inside, but I was playing it down because I didn't want to seem like I had something better than they did. And his response as he went on without my input of any sort was, "You know what? After 25, 30 years, Mom, we'll have something too with it." So he knew and understood the whole thing. And it was a powerful teaching for me. And I think that you need to learn that too, because you're feeling guilty because she doesn't have something and you do.
That's right.
That makes sense?
Boy,
it does make
so much sense. And I can tell, Ruth, by the shift in your energy. We're out of time, but I'm sure if you call 800-957-4852, Joanne will have even more to tell you. And you know what I used to say to people when I was doing some counseling is, it's not what you say to your kids, it's how you live your life that's really going to teach them. And that is exactly what Joanne's been saying to you. I'm so glad you've been a listener for 15 years. Yeah. You make my life so valuable. Thank you much, Ruth, for calling
in.
Joanne, we didn't have a chance to talk about handwriting analysis, which you do a lot of, and when people call you at 1-800-957-4852, they can ask about how they can send you a sample of their handwriting and find out so much about them, their health, their mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional health. Joanne Roan Cook's book, Choices for Health and Happiness, or DVD, the same name, 90 minutes in length. It's only $27.95 for both. And probably gone now, but for the first two of you who call, those will be free, her gift to you this morning, 1-800-957-4852, 1-800-957-4852. Okay, next time you're on, Joanne, we'll devote a whole segment to handwriting analysis, because our handwriting shows so much about who we are. I'm so glad you're on the planet. I'm so glad you're our friend. I'm so glad you've been a guest on the program. Joanne, thanks so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie, and thank you for your show and all that you do.
Thank you. I'll tell you, listeners, you are seeing beyond to listen to us again when we will be bringing you inspiration.